State officials say a potent batch of heroin's responsible for a spate of overdoses in central Vermont over the past few days. The Department of Health is urging addicts to take precautions. And as VPR's Peter Hirschfeld reports, one doctor says the episode highlights the need for more intensive treatment services.
Dr. Mark Detman is the director of the emergency department at the Central Vermont Medical Center in Berlin. Two computer screens sit on his office desk, and on Monday afternoon, he opened up a spreadsheet tracking the number of heroin overdoses that his department has seen over the years.
2014, 12, 2015, 11. And so far in 2016, we've had 31. We're only halfway through the year.
This year's numbers ballooned dramatically in recent days when a batch of especially potent heroin began circulating through central Vermont.
I suspect, and I don't have confirmation, that it's mixed with fentanyl. And that's really been what's happened all throughout this country.
That's Commissioner of Health Harry Chen. Fentanyl-related deaths have surged in Vermont over the past 5 years and now play a role in 40% of all overdose deaths, according to state data. Fentanyl is 50 times more powerful than heroin and is used by suppliers to strengthen an otherwise low-grade product.
So you take a dose and it's mixed with fentanyl, and you get obviously 50 times more opioid effect, and potentially that could be deadly.
Chen says his department is working with needle exchange programs and treatment providers to inform users about the arrival of the batch, which is packaged under the brand name Game of Thrones. According to the Barrie-Montpelier Times-Argus, local police say one person died in Barrie on Monday morning from an overdose. Emergency service providers were able to revive the remainder of the victims with the overdose reversal drug naloxone. ER Director Mark Detman says naloxone offers the pharmacological intervention needed to revive a patient physically.
However, what's really important is for that person to get really immediate psychosocial intervention.
Detman says federally funded substance abuse screeners at Central Vermont Medical Center have worked with some of the addicts who came in recent days.
And some of those patients felt motivated and accepted opportunities for some treatment.
But Detman says screeners specialized in substance abuse issues aren't available 24/7, and he says that means some addicts are not getting the intervention at the moment they're likely to be most receptive to it.
We have significant gaps right now.
Detman says there are other shortcomings. Addicts in some cases have to wait for days for the medically assisted detox that many of them need to stop using opiates.
When they want the treatment is when they're most motivated, and that's when you want to connect them.
Detman says he's eager to work with state officials to fill the gaps. Health Commissioner Chen says his department is exploring whether the state could begin giving kits to opiate addicts that would allow them to test heroin to see if it contains fentanyl. For VPR News, I'm Peter Hirschfeld.